Welcome to Love Letters from an Ally, a mini podcast that affirms your value, encourages your faith, and shows us how to love better. Because love wins.
He loves you even when you're falling apart. He loves you and he has right from the start.
Welcome to episode 9, where I continue with John 15, talking about how to live a fruitful life. Remember that the message Jesus is delivering here is for his disciples, but it also applies today to Christians, people who have put their faith or trust in God. It's a message of abiding or remaining in him in order to be fruitful. We don't need to be fruit inspectors for ourselves or for others to see whether fruit is being produced as a proof of salvation or a proof of a relationship. If you are in a relationship with the God of unfailing love who created the universe, you will bear fruit. Before I continue in John, I was reading in Isaiah and found an amazing reference to God's unfailing love and producing fruit. Isaiah 55 verse 3 says, "Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David." This everlasting covenant between us and God gives us all their unfailing love. All we have to do is listen, and we will find life. How great is that? God is calling out to all creation with their unfailing love. Isaiah continues in verse 10, "The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to. And it will prosper everywhere I send it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands." You know, God's word, God's business always produces fruit. When we abide in God through an intimate relationship, not only will we be living out our ultimate purpose, but we achieve a joy and peace in our life. And all creation will share a cacophony of praise that will sound amazing. Compare that with the cacophony of the clanging gong from 1 Corinthians 13 when we don't have God's unfailing love. Going back to John chapter 15, verse 5, "Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father." These verses show both the importance of communing not just with God, but with others. I spent the first 40 years of my life separated from God. Now, the before and after pictures, they kind of look about the same, maybe some more gray hair. And I still have challenges. I still have to live my life just like any other human being. But by knowing my God a little bit better each day allows me to face adversity with a contentment and a calm mindset that I didn't have before. I know the peace and the joy that Isaiah speaks of. In the past 16 years, I have learned to listen and to live more in tune with God, and that has truly made all the difference in my life. Recently, I heard during a church service that the vine also represents community, our common unity to other people. In this past year especially, I have come to appreciate and understand the importance of a like-minded, encouraging, affirming community. Isolated from others, we wither and don't produce fruit. Being in community allows us to water our soul, to keep it green and growing. Being in community with God and others allows us to grow as Christians, which will always produce fruit. Good fruit is produced when we follow the commands put forth by Jesus in the last verses of this section, which I will talk about next time. Until then, I love you. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, leave a positive review wherever you listen. Questions or comments can be emailed to lovelightalliance@gmail.com. And as always, remember this.